Sorry, I let go of that. Okay, so many questions in this daf, right? About how exactly you're allowed to do things. As we're still analyzing the Mishnah, are we talking about Shia? Are we talking about Chazara? Do you need to be Guf of Ketumah? Does it have to be covered? Does it have to be taken away in order for you to leave something on the fire? And then further questions of Saimech, if you put something next to a pot, all these types of questions, halachas, back and forth. And what are all these issues? Again, Xeris, then maybe you may come to be Mevashel, something that looks like Bishul's is Chazara. And the world of abundance of different things that we're worried that you may come to be over. And what we have to stop when we look and look at these technicalities in halacha of the next daf, two dafim, we have to stop and realize there's a machshava here. The Chazal was so careful. It meant so much to them, every little bit of Torah, that Chas v'chalila, not to be over any bishul or any other thing, the araisa, and they made many gzeiros for us to keep the Torah. And that's really what we're doing now. We're in middle of the 49 levels as we're climbing to Kabbalah Satayra. So to get ready for Kabbalah Satayra, what we have to do is have the Chashiva Satayra. That means that we're looking to keep everything intact, all the deraisas, and for sure follow the drabbanans that will help us understand the deraisas and help us to keep them and keep the proper guards in place. So it's a shame. We should uplift our chalamoid as well. Sometimes Chazal say mevazen is a moed. They said be careful not to mevazen the moed. There's the chalamoid. Treat them with their cherets and covered. We're all home anyway. We're not really working that much. Let's make the most out of our chalamoid and again be mechabed what the rabbanan say in order to be able to keep the Torah in its best way possible. A good yontif.